Columbus City Council is expected to name a new member to fill its vacancy January 8th, and Democratic group Yes We Can Columbus is protesting. Yes We Can Columbus will host a rally outside City Hall at 4:30 to demand City Council abolish the process to fill open council seats. Communications coordinator Madeline Stocker says council members selecting a government representative is not democratic.
So we hope first and foremost that there will be more conversations moving forward about truly abolishing this appointment process. I don't see any solution other than completely getting rid of it that will be a truly democratic solution.
Yes We Can candidate Jasmine Ayers got the fourth highest number of votes from the November municipal elections. Democratic incumbents swept the three seats that were up for election at the time. Northland Community Council President Emmanuel Remy and Columbus Recreation and Parks Commissioner Rob Dorans are considered favorites for the empty seat. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.